You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is the city manager, Rory Watt, here for our daily update on COVID-19 as it relates to CBJ and daily life. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing? Are you still hunkered down?
I am still hunkered down. I pretty much just leave the house to come and do this. How about you?
The same. It seems like I come to work or I stay in the house. And I made a small number of trips to the grocery store, and I wore my cloth face covering, and seemed like people were pretty good at the grocery store. Not 100%, but pretty good. Do you have yourself a face covering yet?
I have a face covering, but I'm working on getting something a little bit more effective than what I have, which is basically a bandana.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, they put the guidance out, and I think part of it is it's the effort. You know, we want everybody to put some effort in, and, you know, we're all in this together. And, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about is when we first started talking about coronavirus, we focused on vulnerable populations. You know, that was the early news out of China, that elderly people or people with compromised immunity. You know, so that was kind of the first focus. And then we started focusing on youth, you know, because youth can be spreaders and youth can have very serious effects of the disease. And we also all the way along focused on protecting healthcare workers so that we didn't have, loss of valuable skilled people at facilities when we needed them most. And, you know, so a lot of things we've done is to try and keep the disease away from them. And now, really, if you think about it, most of our interactions in the public are shopping for the essential supplies. And so our workers at grocery stores are getting more exposure than anybody else. And so by people like you and I wearing those cloth face masks, we're acknowledging that we might be spreaders, and we've got to protect them too.
Well, I think it's great advice. And whenever I am out and about, even just walking the dog, I see people complying. So I think the message is getting through.
Yeah, good. Well, we formed a economic recovery team last night. So the mayor put out a charge, and we've got a group or an economic stabilization team. So they're going to start to work and give the assembly advice on how to dovetail in with the state and federal programs and figure out where the gaps are and be a liaison to the governor's economic stabilization team. So that's a little bit of new news for us today. And we're all trying to wrap our heads around what the governor did with the state budget this afternoon. I'm not entirely sure what that means.
I'm not totally caught up, but as I was coming into the studio, I saw a flurry of communication. So do you want to say more about that, or should we move on?
Yeah. I mean, I think so it looks like at a high level, he got out his veto pen and he vetoed about $1.3 billion from the state budget that was passed by the legislature. But then he's also supplanting some of that with revenue from the $2 trillion CARES legislation that came out of Congress. So we're scratching our heads. I'm not sure we entirely understand what the governor's actions mean today.
I hope there will be some more clarification at a press conference probably this afternoon.
I would imagine. It's a little bit confusing right now.
I saw on the CBJ website that Centennial Hall has been set up as an isolation quarantine facility. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we've been slowly moving in that direction. And we don't know how big an outbreak we're going to have here. Right now we've had 14 total cases, and of those 14 cases, 7 people have recovered. A relatively small caseload, but if you look around the world, other communities have explosive growth and excuse me, And so we're looking at Centennial Hall as the location where we would have a community quarantine facility in the event that we needed it. We certainly don't need it today, but the emergency planners are doing that effort. And I think the general theory is, prepare for the worst. So we're in the planning phase over there in the Centennial Hall and the Jack. You know, that is, if we need it, our campus for isolation and quarantine.
And this is primarily for folks who maybe can't isolate at home for some reason or another?
Yeah, so a lot of us live in small houses. And, you know, one of the things that the public health nurses have told us is that of the secondary transmission, 80% is within family or close contact. And basically, it's in a lot of cases, it may not be practical for people to quarantine themselves in their home just because, too many people, one bathroom, small space.
Gotcha. Well, are things, I think I kind of know the answer to this, but are things slowing down for you guys at all at the city and borough? What's your meeting schedule going forward?
It may be slowing down a tad. We had a short assembly meeting last night, which I think everybody appreciated. We did not get into too many big issues. It was just an hour and a half regular meeting. We took care of some regular business. And I would say that at this point, we've kind of reorganized and we've made the big policy decisions, the hunker down decision, and we formed the Emergency Operations Center, and we're sort of in a monitor phase. We stood up all sorts of services like the airport service and the drive-through testing service and the homeless sheltering at the Jack. And so we're kind of in this planning prepared phase, and we're really doing two things. One, we're reminding people, good job, you've done a lot of good work on hunkering down and social distancing and hand washing, and keep it up, because this is not the time to fall back into bad habits. And we're sort of waiting, preparing, and watching our Dr. Zink to see what she advises next, and watching the national landscape, not entirely knowing where we're headed.
I did see, I believe I saw in the news, there was a statewide spike in cases today. It jumped up, but it sounds like the city and borough is prepared for whatever may happen, or getting prepared, and we're about as ready as we can be.
I think so. I think we're organizationally prepared to adapt as we need to. Could we be overwhelmed? Sure, of course we could be overwhelmed. But based on what we see today, I think we're organized in the short run.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me again today, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Wash your hands, and taking care of yourself takes care of your community.
Thank you so much. City Manager Rory Watt.
Thank you, Shelley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.